Sergeant.
From the great state of California, where the old folks found gold in 49 and had to wait until they were 65 to get it.
Egad, every week the same thing. All you radio comedians do is knock California. If it isn't the cold weather, it's the rain. If it isn't the rain, it's the flood. I think if you live in California with a roof over your head, you shouldn't panic.
Well, Carl, with some of these roofs here in California, Pam comes in mighty handy.
There you go again. Believe you me, I'm going to do away with all these California weather gigs when I get my own program.
When you get your own program? Well, Carl, are you looking for a program of your own?
All right, go ahead and laugh. I can get a program of my own.
Why, you don't even know where to find talent. Come in.
Good evening, gentlemen. It is rumored around town that Carl Hoff doesn't know where to find talent. Now, gentlemen, I am an agent for stars from stage, screen, and radio. Allow me to introduce Mr. Mel Blanc, who has worked in many pictures. Did either of you gentlemen happen to see The Women?
Yes, I did.
Which way did they go? No. Now, Mr. Blanc here recites poetry, and I'd like to have him give you a demonstration. Go right ahead, Mr. Blanc.
Thank you. Mother Hubbard went to the chicken. To get her poor dog banana. When she got there, the cupboard was
there.
Whoa. And so the poor dog had
none.
Oh, you've heard this poem before.
I'm sorry, Mr. Blank, but I couldn't use you on my program.
Oh, I'm too short, huh?
Okay, now I have another artist here who will give your program a cultural air. Professor Walter Ambler of Gracie Allen's College.
Gracie Allen's College?
Yeah, nutty dame. Professor Ambler, will you carry on?
Thank you. When this Mel Blanc person recited for you, old Mother Hubbard, he missed its true beauty and significance. Let me give you the true meaning of this poem. Old Mother Hubbard was old. She was a mother, and her name was Hubbard. She was a widow altogether, there being no mention made of a said Mr. Hubbard. Can you see with me tonight, if you will, this old grandmother passing onwardly to the world?
To the cupboard.
Can you see with me tonight, if you will, this old grandmother passing onwardly forwardly, never backwardly, never horizontally, but perpendicularly, and onwardly forwardly to the where?
To the cupboard.
Why did she go to the cupboard? That's the sticker. That is the sticker. She went to the cupboard to get her poor dog a what?
A bone.
There he lay on the lounge. He was a lounge lizard. He could not get his own bone. He could not move his own bone. And we have this old gray-haired mother getting bones for that dirty pup. that is a fair example. On there, my friend, you have the real story of old Mother Hubbard.
There you are, Mr. Hoff. The professor will work for $100 a week.
I'll pay $100 a month.
That's $25 a week.
$25 a week? That's an outrage. Would a gentleman of my intelligence, would a man of my cultural background, work for the paltry sum of $25 a week?
He would.
And now, would Carl Hoff please raise his baton and let us listen to Dark Eyes featuring the trumpet of Rachel Mendez?
He would.
Rachel Mendez, the light-fingered gentleman with the trumpet. He really blows that horn. And now, friends, if you don't mind, I'd like to do a little horn tuning for our sponsor. Have you tasted Dole Pineapple Gin? They're the newest thing, the latest style in pineapple. And boy, they certainly taste good. Gems are cut a special way. They're cut across the grain of fine, ripe pineapple in cubes that fit the spoon. A dish of Dole Pineapple Gems is a swell dessert for any meal. A real treat. Children are just crazy about them. And when you use gems in your favorite salads and desserts, you're going to be mighty, mighty pleased with the result. They make the dish look better, taste better, too. So I'd like to suggest that you try gems and see for yourself how tender they are and how much flavor they have. Here's a way to sell them. G-E-M-S. Dole Pineapple Gems from Hawaii.
Junior!
Well, that's either Arlene Harris or a reasonable facsimile. Tonight, Tonight, Arlene has left Junior at home to see that Harry does the dishes properly while she and Maisie go to see Gone with the Wind.
Maisie, come on, dear. Our seats are down here, I think. You know, we were lucky to get seats for Gone with the Wind, you know that? Oh, look, the newsreels are going to miss half of it. Sure, they have to show a newsreel with Gone with the Wind. Well, that's where the only way the audience will find out what's going on in the outside world. I saw these are seats. These? Now, how do you like that? They told me at the box office that our seats were right behind A. These are right behind A. You're telling me, right behind A post. Good night. Maybe here's two seats here with nobody in. Let's sit down here. What'd you say, Oscar? The seats are occupied. Don't be silly. I don't feel anybody under me. Oh, yes, I do, too. I beg your pardon, sir. I'm so sorry. Oh, for heaven's sake, it's Skinny Anna's. Crazy. Oh, maybe there's two seats in the front row. Let's jump over, dear. Climb over. Don't go around the aisle. Well, that's all right. Who's yelling at me? What did you say, mister? Sit down in front. What do you mean, sit down in front? I'm not built that way. Well, that was telling him, wasn't it, Maisie? Goodness gracious. Honey, let's open the box of chocolates before the lights go out. I'm telling you, every time I try to get a chocolate in the dark, I always get one of those hard times to stick to my teeth. Well, I'm sorry, lady. We brought these candies in to eat. We must open them before we can eat them. Say, would you mind telling me, mister, why you're tapping me on the shoulder all the time? You can't see through me. Oh, you can't. Well, I can see through you, so keep your hands to yourself, will you please? Great. Look, Maisie. Look who's right ahead of us. The fourth down and the third over. Isn't that Minnie Schultz? Why, sure. You know who Jake Schultz's oldest daughter? Oh, you do. The one that married the sailor. You know she married a sailor and she hasn't seen him since? She took him for a mate and he turned out to be a skipper. Yeah. Remember him, don't you? Now, what nurse is she looking at? For goodness sake, take that hat, maybe. Isn't it too fast? Forget the face. Oh, my dear, get a look at that nose. Don't miss it. You can't tell whether that's her nose or if she's eating a banana. Start kicking the seat and she'll turn around. Go on. Oh, the picture's starting, Maisie. Oh, now, don't talk. Let's look at it. And you see that old man on the horse? You know who that is? That's Scarlett House father. What's he doing? He's going to make that horse jump the fence. Oh, I wish he wouldn't. Don't do it, Mr. O'Hara. You'll kill yourself. Please, don't. Oh, pipe down. I read the book. Oh, that's right. That does come later in the story. I'm sorry. Oh, Maisie, who's that man that just come on the scene? Captain Ashley Wilkes. Is it? Doesn't he look like Leslie Howard? Say, mister, would you mind stop telling me to shut up? I'm not making any more noise than you are with your peanuts. Well, why don't you save them for the Siege of Atlanta? For goodness sake, the nerve of some people. Oh, look, Maisie. Oh, there's my weak moment. Oh, isn't he marvelous, Clark Gable? Isn't he cute? Oh, gee, why couldn't I have been Carol Lombard? Oh, look, he's going to start an argument with Ashley Wilkes. Listen to what he says. Ashley Wilkes says the South will never go to war. Gable says it will. Well, Ashley Wilkes should have read the book. You'll find out. Oh, dear, what's that big body of water, Maisie? The Mississippi River at New Orleans, isn't it? Good night. Do you realize it takes so much water to make a river? Just think of it. Gallons and gallons and gallons. Pouring, rusting, rusting, pouring. Pouring. Speaking of water, Maisie, I got to get out of here. You know something? I just remembered I left my bathtub running. I did. The phone rang. I forgot to take the tub. I forgot to turn the water off. Goodness gracious. Don't be gone. I'll tell you, I'll be back for the picture, though. Isn't that
Elmer was selling toothbrushes, but all he got for his pain was a paste in the mouth. This week, a shoes. Will he take a lacing? We find the manager of the shoe store giving his clerk a last-minute pep talk.
Attention, employees of the Hot Foot Shoe Company, store number 7 1/2B. I greet you in the name of our president, Cyrus J. Hotfoot, that grand old heel. Our shoe sales have been going to the door, and I want more life put into your salesmanship. Now, before the door opens, let's all get together and sing our pep song.
Hotfoot shoes are better than them all. Hotfoot shoes for people short or tall.
You mean
hotfoot shoes will make your arches fall. There'll be some hot feet in your shoes tonight. Oh, shoes, tight shoes, tight shoes, tight shoes, tight. Better than Johnny Cracky.
What's a good day, Mama?
On the corny side of the sea.
Oh! Blake, what are all these shoes doing in the waste basket?
Oh, I put them in there.
In the waste basket? What for?
Well, I tried them on 6 different people, and they didn't fit, so I threw them away.
You numbskull, you. I'll take care of you. Here, stay on that lady that just came in.
Okay, boss. I'm sure going to sell her some shoes today, I hope. How'd you do, lady?
How do you do?
Just sit down on this bench here. Oh, my gosh, lady, you sure got pretty feet. They remind me of a movie star.
Teddy Lamar?
No, Donald Duck.
Listen here, young man. I'll have you know my foot looks very good in a 3.
Yeah, but it would feel much better in a 10, I'll bet you. Here, try on one of my shoes just for size.
One of your shoes? Don't be ridiculous.
You just be trying on these shoes here, then, lady, till I see what this gentleman wants. How'd you do, sir? How about a pair of booties for your booties?
I want a pair of very, very tight shoes.
Why do you want to buy tight shoes?
I just found a box of corn cluster.
Well, just sit down here and take off your shoes.
Oh, clerk.
Coming right over, lady.
I don't like these shoes you showed me. Have you got alligator skin?
No, I just didn't shave this morning.
Oh, never mind that. Bring me anything.
All right.
Will you get out your ruler and measure my feet?
All right. Put your foot right here in my hand here. Oh, gosh. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed at home.
Oh, how dare you tickle my feet? I'll report you to the president of this company.
Oh, that won't do no good, lady, because I'm the president.
Oh, you are? Do you know who I am?
No.
I'm the president's wife.
Oh, gosh. Do you know who I am?
No.
That's good.
I can't waste any more time with you. I'll take this pair of low-heeled sports shoes. See, they're nice and roomy.
Thanks, baby. Just pay for them at the cashier's on the way out.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, Luddy, how about some snappy footwear for me? I've got to have something very economical.
Then buy a pair of hip boots and save money.
Well, how will hip boots save me money?
You won't have to wear any pants.
Now, look, laddie, just skip it. I don't want any shoes at all.
But you've got to buy a pair of shoes.
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
Blake, what's going on here? How dare you argue with a customer? He doesn't have to buy shoes if he doesn't want to.
This guy has to.
Why do I have to?
Because I sold your old ones to the lady that just went out. Oh, pardon me. There's the telephone. Hello?
Hello, Al. This is Wynn Niles.
Well, where are you, Wynn?
Oh, I'm home, Al.
Well, what are you doing at home? Why aren't you here?
Well, I hung around a while, but nobody paid any attention to me, so I came home. But, Al, my wife just gave me a swell idea about Joel pineapple juice, and I couldn't wait till next week to tell you.
Your wife did? Well, she ought to know if anybody would. What'd she say?
Well, she says there's some foods we know are good for us, but we have to learn to like them. However, nobody could ever say you had to learn to like Joel pineapple juice. It has a flavor you like the first time you taste it, and one that you'll always like.
And that means a lot in view of the fact that Dole pineapple juice is a good source of vitamins B and C and contains vitamin A.
Well, my wife realizes it's high in quickly available food energy. That's why Dole pineapple juice is such a swell drink for the children between meals when they come home from school or in some play.
And not only for the children, Wim, but it's mighty fine for anybody to take time out occasionally for a little rest and refreshment. It's so convenient to help yourself to Dole pineapple juice.
Yes, I just take a can from the refrigerator, shake it, punch a hole in the top, and pour out that pure, unsweetened juice of sun-ripened pineapple. And whenever you drop into a soda fountain for lunch or refreshment, don't forget to ask for Dole pineapple juice from Hawaii.
Well, hurry!
Yes, dear. Coming. Pardon me, Al. My wife just baked the cake, and I have to help her lift it out of the oven. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Red, and thanks very much. Marie Greene and her Merry Men have been accepted as one of the outstanding singing discoveries of 1940. Universally speaking. And speaking of Universal, Marie has just signed a contract to appear in pictures for Universal. Tonight, Marie's crystal clear voice reaches new heights in the Swiss Echo song. All right, kids, start yodeling. A glass of Dole pineapple juice just before she goes on the program each week because she says it makes her throat feel good. And believe me, I know because I see her drink it. Carl, when you have your own show, you'll need a swell quintet like Marie's.
Well, I can't afford a quintet, but I've heard a lot about a marvelous singing trio.
What trio?
John Charles Thomas.
I hate to disturb your thought there, but John Charles Thomas is one man. Besides, even if you do get a program together, the tough part is to find a sponsor. You don't find sponsors hiding behind every pineapple plant, you know. Come in.
Ay, 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 children, dear. Oh, boy, my teeth are bent.
Well, look who's here. Yeah, look who's here, my nemesis.
Your what?
My nemesis.
Oh, glad to know you, Keith. My name is Keith Hawk.
My name is Pierce.
Oh, yes, Mr. Pierce. I've heard a lot about you.
Tell me, what'd you hear?
They say you're half man and half pineapple. incidentally, it is rumored around Boyle Heights that Carl Hawk is looking for a sponsor.
Don't tell me that you're a sponsor.
Could be. Hey, you know, I have to get a radio program to keep up with my competitor.
Your competitor has a program?
Yes.
Well, what's the name of it?
The Tots of Goldboy.
What business are you in, Mr. Kessel?
I sell seats for yachts.
Sell seats for yachts?
Yes, yes.
You mean leather seats for pleasure yachts?
No, grass seats for front yachts. Yes, what's the matter?
Why don't you hire me for your program? I guess you've heard my orchestra.
Oh, my little man. Mr. Hawk, when you're on the air, I sit by my radio until your program is all over.
You do?
Yes, and then I turn it down.
Wait a minute. Maybe I can change the style of my music to suit you.
Oh, now you're talking my language. That's right. You know, after listening to your band, I think you should get hot.
Get hot?
Yes, get hot of the business.
Look, Carl, no artist can sell himself. You have to have an agent. Where is your agent?
Why, it's right outside my car. Wait just a minute. I'll go out and get it.
Okay.
Oh, my. I hope he doesn't dilly-dally around and he comes back with some good talent. Believe me. You know, I didn't like those hillbillies I got from Kentucky last week. Say, that reminds me, Mr. Peel. Take a letter.
Okay.
Chamber of Commerce, Kentucky, dear Chamber. I received your last shipment of hillbillies, but I'm returning them. They'll be coming round the mountain when they come. They'll be coming round the mountain. They'll be coming round the mountain. They'll be coming round the mountain when they come. Yours truly, C.B. Kitzel.
Well, I'll make four choruses and send it out right away.
All right. Well, here's my agent, Mr. Kitzel. Mr. Lang, meet Mr. Kitzel.
How do you do?
Mrs. Lang, Mr. Kitzel.
How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? My goodness, but it's getting crowded in here.
Well, it's Mr. Huff's agent, Mr. Kitzel. I must tell you that the most important part of your program will be the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think you should have testimonials.
Mm, what are testimonials?
Well, if you got a letter from a customer saying that they like your product, what would that be?
A miracle.
Last week, I arranged a program for the Tugwell Corset Company. And their slogan is, wear a Tugwell Corset, and you'll have a fit. What do you think of it?
I don't like it.
Well, here's a testimonial. Miss Sophia Overweight, after putting on a Tugwell Corset, has this to say.
What program was that? The Outs Club?
The Outs Club! I don't like it.
You don't like it? All right, Mr. Kitzel. So much for the commercial. Now for the talent. First, I'd like to present that great actor of the stage, screen, radio, and Brown Derby, Mr. Bob Soap.
Mr. Kitzel, I give imitation.
Yes, what programs have you been on?
Well, I was on the Fibberman.
They fired me last week.
I don't like it.
I know what you want, Mr. Mr. Kittle, and singer.
Yes.
Now, I have here Mr. Jim Kelso, one of the world's greatest baritones.
Is he good?
Is he good? Do you listen to Nelson Eddy?
Yes.
So does he. Will you sing for the gentleman, Mr. Kelso?
Why, certainly. I'd like to sing The Road to Mandalay. I have a slight cold, but I'll do the best I can.
Please,
Professor. Oh! The road to Mandalay, where the old girl lives today. Can't you see the paddle chunking from Rangoon to Mandalay? Oh, the road to a light and sail, a load of China, roll.